It's the start of August, and a back-to-school ritual has begun, the annual shopping spree for school supplies that can cost hundreds of dollars. To make it a little easier, more states are offering breaks on the sales tax. But is this good policy? We get more tonight from NBC's chief education correspondent, Rahima Ellis.
I see some glue right here. Let's get some glue.
It's that time of year again.
Get one of these.
All across the country, moms and dads are crowding the stores to stock up on school supplies.
Loose leaf paper.
Getting their little ones ready to go back to school.
Well, we tried to get here as early as we could to avoid the craziness.
2 weeks out, start saving and looking for deals.
It is very surprising to me how much we spend.
Carrie McGinn is shopping for three today.
It's tough in this economy right now. I expect today for three students that we will probably be around the $150 range.
The pencils, crayons, and binders can quickly add up, which is why some states are giving parents a break from paying the sales tax. At least 17 states are waiving the tax on school supplies and clothing. 12 of those states are doing so this weekend.
It makes a difference when you're spending a chunk of money. Any little bit you can save.
The discounts and the tax break all benefit the consumer. But can the states really afford to lose the tax revenue right now?
There is a very real risk that 6 to 12 months from now, the revenues foregone today will be sorely missed because of slower economic growth.
States do lose out on potentially millions of dollars in sales tax revenue. It's very hard to recoup. And once a state starts a sales tax holiday, it becomes naturally very popular with the consumer. It's very hard for the states to pull back on it.
Especially when shoppers are watching the bottom line and tightening those purse strings. The average family will spend around $635 this year, down almost 8% from about $688 last year.
The name of the game for parents this year really is reuse what you can and, of course, buy what you need. They're going to spend with practicality and cost in mind.
As a mom, I feel like that's my job, to save where we can, whether it be buying in bulk or recycling and things like that.
And hoping that those sales tax breaks will return the next school year. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, Orlando, Florida.